Hi, this is Wayne Brown of the 7 Big Questions. Welcome back to my podcast. Today's podcast is going to be a relatively quick one. It's a little concept I heard years ago, and I believe it's worth mentioning here and expanding a little on. In our lives, we have people that give us the heebie-jeebies. They wind us up, they aggravate us, they don't treat us particularly well, they're rude, they're obnoxious, they're arrogant towards us, they say they're going to phone, they don't phone, all of these sorts of things, these negative aspects of a relationship that we have with certain people. And we sit there and we whinge and moan about them and nothing changes. But the funny thing is, they treat us that way because we've taught them to treat us that way. And a little Reader's Digest story I read years ago, which I thought was a little paragraph, which was an interesting one. And it was about this chap that he'd been in a toxic relationship before, and he wanted it away from that. He didn't want to have it anymore. And his new lady one day started really having a go at him, and he didn't react. He didn't say anything, and she was arcing right up. And all he did was walked into the bedroom, pulled out a suitcase, put it on the bed and started loading it. And she came and said to him, "What are you doing?" And he said, "I'm not going to stand around and tolerate being treated like this. I'm worth more than this." And it snapped this woman out of her rage. And she suddenly realized he was a person who valued himself and was not going to tolerate her rubbish. So she had to change. Now, if he had stood there and took it, or he had retaliated and started arguing with her and kept it going, he would have trained her to fight. Now, I know for myself, for the amount of fights I had with my ex, I should have walked in the early days, or at least started to. But I mentioned to her numerous times over the years, if you keep treating me like this and pushing me away, I will eventually go. But they were all dead threats until I actually followed through with it. And when I did, she was surprised. I suppose hardly surprised. She was surprised because it took me so long to actually follow through. But if I had trained her from the start how to treat me, things may have been a little differently. So if you've got someone in your life who's behaving in a way that doesn't make you feel particularly good, it's because you're training them that way. Now, if you had a pattern snap, which is where if someone has an argument with you and you usually argue with them and you suddenly stop and do something completely different, it snaps them out of their pattern. Do it often enough and then they never think to react with anger. So if you've got someone who's always arguing with you and you argue back, try something completely different. Like walk right up to them, look them right in the eyes, nose to nose, and say, "What is it that's really hurting you so much that you need to express it as anger? Please talk. I want to hear this." And it'll snap them out of it. Or something equally peculiar. Act like a giant chicken. I mean, I don't know if that one would actually work, but hey, it's all worth a go. If it snaps them out and you can retrain them to treat you the way you want to be treated, well, then you'll get a different result. But I know for myself, there was numerous people in my lives, I'd trained them to treat me like that. I wasn't honest enough about my feelings and how hurt I was about things, and therefore they never knew, so they couldn't change the way I'd trained them, and it perpetuated itself. But now, I just don't tolerate a lot of things, and I tell people and I let them know, and then it's up to them what they want to do with it. So that's my question for today, is what are you tolerating from others? How are you training them to treat you? Because what you tolerate is just a reflection of your self-worth. If you don't have a lot of self-worth, you're going to put up with a lot of rubbish. So today's podcast, what is it you're tolerating? What is it you're putting up with? What is it you're training people behavior-wise? There you go. That's today's podcast. A little bit of a thought for you. Anyway, I'll catch you at the next podcast. Send me an email if you want, the7bigquestions@yahoo.com. Ask me for my free introductory ebook if you want. And we'll catch you in the next podcast. And remember, you've got the choice, always have had the choice, and always will have the choice. Take care.